Now that we've done that, I realize that Caroline, can you read the introduction after? Because it's hard for me to share my screen and read the introduction.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Still waiting on it.
Let's go.
Okay, well, my name's Doug G, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm the chair of the National AA Technology Workshop. Carolyn O is our program chairperson and is going to be chairing much of today. And I'm going to turn it over to her right now to read the introduction.
Okay, thanks, Doug, and good morning, everyone. So as Doug said, my name is Carolyn, and I'm an alcoholic. So welcome to the National AA Technology Virtual Gathering 2020 on Saturday, September 12th at 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So let's start with a moment of silence to be used as you wish. Thank you. In keeping with our 11th tradition, we respectfully ask that AA speakers and AA members not be photographed, videotaped, or identified by full name on audio tapes or in any published or broadcast reportings of our meetings, including those reports on the internet or other news media technologies. The assurance of anonymity is essential in our efforts to help other problem drinkers who may wish to share our recovery program with us. Our tradition of anonymity also reminds us that AA principles come before personalities. All session audio and screen share content is being recorded. NAATW will not publish anyone's last name or face. If you hear a last name, please let us know so we can scrub it in post-processing. We've set up a virtual hospitality suite in a separate Zoom room and a Slack channel for participant communication. We've also created a Google Doc for crowdsourced notes. If you have a question, please submit it using the form we've created. It is organized by session name and gives you the opportunity to choose the person your question is intended for. We'll read as many questions as we can during any free time between the presentation and the end of the session. To make sure we stay on schedule, we'll finish a few minutes before the end of the time slot to allow the next presenter to get ready. Hosts, co-hosts, and presenters are listed in Zoom with a hashtag in front of their names, so they will appear at the top of the participants list. Links to all things just mentioned will be pasted in the chat, and they're also available on our website at naatw.org/2020-links. Participants will be muted during the presentation and chat will be turned off. Participants are invited to share their video and display virtual backgrounds. If video is not shared in a respectful manner, we'll disable it. So that's the end of my introduction. So I am pleased to introduce to you Doug G, who is our chair for this year's 2020 event.
Thank you, Carolyn. There we go. Make sure I'm on the first slide. Yes. So Carolyn mentioned, my job here is to tell you a little bit about NAATW. I wrote something to just read to start us off. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. I was in my regular Saturday morning AA meeting this morning. It's a big book study and we read that. I thought that was a good way to start today. I'm not saying that this is going to be a great event or a great fact, but today, this year really, AA technology comes of age in the year 2020, the year of the pandemic. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Today, September 12th, is the weekend that we would have had our annual workshop in Seattle. We, the NAATW Steering Committee, struggled with every decision this year, from our hotel being canceled to postponing the Seattle workshop to next year, to all the details about what we are doing today. I'm sad that we're not together in Seattle, and still I am grateful that we are all here today. We've had almost 600 people register for this event. That last look, I saw about 200 people on the Zoom room right now. I want to thank everyone who has worked so hard this year. Everyone with a hashtag before their name, as Carolyn mentioned, was involved in some way. And especially the 9 members of the steering committee have a hashtag NAATW before their name. And we've met quite a bit this year to put on this event. I am privileged. I recognize my privilege. Not only am I a white heterosexual male born and living in America, I was introduced to AA when I was 21 years old, and I've been sober ever since. I have many past and present AA sponsors, friends, and groups. I'm involved in AA service locally and nationally. I am connected to AA. I work from home and I'm financially secure. I can say really that the pandemic hasn't changed my life vastly other than missing face-to-face meetings and doing my AA service work in institutions. And still I know that those will return and hopefully return soon. I'm saying that to say that I'm okay. I'm more than okay. I'm very fortunate, but I recognize the grace that I live within. And I want to remind us all to remember that we all live within some level of grace and privilege. And we are here today to use that in service to the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are here to help the still suffering alcoholic. I read and heard news stories that drinking, depression, marital stress, and addiction are all up. I attend regular Zoom meetings that have half to a fourth of the normal attendance. I believe that our community, alcoholics, are all still suffering. We won't know the extent of the damage caused by the pandemic until we fully get back to the rooms and until society has studied these times, but I don't need to wait until then to know this for myself. AA technology is coming of age. We have stepped up in ways that nobody thought we would have had to 6 months ago. I hope that today we can share our experience, strength, and hope, connect with each other, but also discover ways to connect our local communities. For it's in connections that I find God, and we always remember our primary purpose to be of service to the still suffering alcoholic. Today is not the normal two-way conversation that we typically have during the workshop. This is not a substitute for our in-person workshop. No technology is perfect, and we've tried to co-opt the technology as best we can to provide some semblance of what happens in the workshop, some semblance of conversation and connection. But this will be mostly a presentation of presenters to attendees. We've set up, and I'm going to go through some of this in a few slides, but please use the form to ask questions. There's just too many of us online to open up for a free open conversation. Use Slack during the presentations. For those of you that are familiar with Slack, I'll go through that a little bit. If you're familiar or not familiar, we have links for that. Use the hospitality room between presentations to talk with each other. And most of all, please give us your feedback after the virtual gathering. Tell us what we did right and what we could do better. And most importantly, how we can be of service to you and service to others. I do not know how well we will succeed today, but I know the effort that went into today. We will certainly share presenters to attendees, but how well we share amongst ourselves and how well the presenters and organizers listen to the attendees, which is a primary purpose of National AA Technology Workshop, has yet to be determined, and more will be revealed. So that's my introduction. National AA Technology Workshop, who we are. This would have been our 7th annual workshop. We've had 6 annual workshops. It's a 2-day event. It starts from Friday at noon through Sunday at noon. We attempt to geographically go to different areas every year. We've been in North Carolina. I'm trying to remember the order and I'm not going to. I should have probably written this down. In North Carolina, Kentucky. We would be in Seattle this year. We were in Sacramento, and I'm sure I'm missing a few, and forgive me for those people who I've missed. But we try to geographically go across the United States. If you're interested in hosting a workshop, I'll talk about that a little bit in the closing. The Seattle workshop, which was scheduled for this weekend, has not been canceled. It has been postponed to 2021. The exact date has not been set yet. We are in still negotiations with hotels trying to figure out the best rate. There is a schedule on, I should say, we're posting naatw.org/2020-links. It's posted in the chat. It's on all my slides. It has all the links to these things. If you go there, you will see the schedule. And then I'll give you more of an organizational update in the closing. So for the program schedule, somebody already asked this when we were just getting set up. This is an all-day event, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time. We have three breaks scheduled, one at 1, one at 3:15, and one at 5:15. The closing presentation starts at 5:30. We have several members from GSO that are going to be on a panel. We're excited about that presentation. And then after the GSO panel, we'll do a 15-minute update on the organization. One is, this was read by Carolyn at the beginning, but I want to make clear our recording and anonymity policy. We worked on our policy this year. We'll read the statement at the several times through the day. We are recording session presentations with audio with the intent of publishing these on the web in an open format. We have never been that straightforward with our publishing and policy in the past, but we worked on it this year, and we believe we'd be a best service to the fellowship if we could start publishing these things. To do that, we have a policy of not publishing anyone's face or last name. The technology we're using for Zoom is only recording the screen presentation and my voice, so there's no worry of it capturing your face, even if you're on Zoom right now. I think we've all been in Zoom for the last 6 months. A little bit of etiquette though, presenters and organizers have a hashtag at the beginning of their name, like Carolyn mentioned, hashtag help. There are a couple people with that in front of their name, and you can chat with them directly if you need help with anything. You can also really chat with anyone with a hashtag in front of their name. They are in Zoom co-hosts, so you can talk to them during, I lost my track here. Attendees are muted except for during breaks. We do have a hospitality room, which is a completely separate Zoom room that you can go to during breaks, and you can talk and chat then. But we, you know, the breaks are short, so I don't know how much time you'll have, but that's a place we're hoping you can talk. You won't be able to use Zoom's raise hand feature. We've just got too many people on this to monitor everyone raising hands. So if you have a question to ask, go to 2020 links, and on there, there's a link to a Q&A form, and that's a Google form. And if you submit a question there, we've got something set up where people are monitoring that, and they'll get that question to whoever the presenter is. And last, I don't think this needs to be said, but be respectful. You're in an AA service meeting, and I expect we all will be. We have an attendee-generated report. We've done this in past years. It's worked out fairly well. The link to the Google document is on the 2020 links page. Please open that up and start taking notes in there. It's a collaborative experience. I don't know how well it will go with, you know, in past years, we've had half a dozen people taking notes, and what we end up with is a very nice document that you can take back to your service area to tell them what happened today. And just one note of warning, this is a Google document, so you have to have a Google account. While during the editing process, we will see have access to your Google account, know who you are, but when the document is finished and published, nobody's names will be available in the final report. So the Q&A form, again, is on 2020 links. You can ask a question there. And I think I've already mentioned that. Slack channel, again, it's on the 2020 links. Slack is a chat platform. We decided not to use the Zoom chat. No technology is perfect, and we're trying to co-opt the best technology we can. We thought if we were using the Zoom chat, that it would scroll by too quickly. We wouldn't be able to see all the questions. So we've been using Slack chat for several years as a community. Encourage you to go to the Slack channel, have conversations in the Slack channel. You can talk about the presentations while they're going on and connect with other people. It's available all through. And I've just received a notice that I'm at time. And I think that was my last slide. Anyways, my last slide is hospitality room, which we've already discussed. So I'm going to stop and turn it back over to Carolyn, and enjoy your day. And I'll talk to you again at the end. And I'll stop sharing.
Awesome.